The following is another high school sports presentation on Platte River Radio. Radio is Central Nebraska's radio home for high school sports. The game gets started in just a few minutes. We'll get you to it. But first, the pregame show. You're listening to Platte River Radio Sports.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Shelton High School. It's time for Classic Hit 98.9's coverage of basketball from Shelton as the Bulldogs take on Wood River. Just 6 miles apart, these two communities on Highway 30, but their teams could be a little far apart than that here this evening. Very late start, only one gym here at Shelton. They played the JV games. In fact, they even shortened the boys' game to three quarters, but we're about 8 minutes, 9 minutes away from tipping off here at Shelton in what could be a very interesting girls basketball game. Even though Shelton is 13-1, ranked as high as 7th in C2, they play a team in Wood River that's in their sub-district tonight, setting it 7-6. For Shelton, the one knock that they keep getting is that their competition, boys and girls, is not that tough. And again, they're one of the schools that bounces back and forth between C2 and D1. They'd be a very powerful D1 team. But in C2, they've got Centura, Ravenna, and Shelton, who are all state-rated in their sub-district. So Shelton, with those teams in their sub-district, they have played some good competition this year. Let's not say that they haven't, but their lone loss came last week when they took on Ravenna 1 week ago tonight in a 58-53 contest. On the other side of things, you look at Wood River's losses. State-rated Centura lost to them. Defending state champion Hastings St. Cecilia. Sandy Creek, they've lost one. Kearney Catholic, Ravenna, and Fillmore Central, who are all state-rated. So Wood River's beating the teams that they're supposed to beat, and they have been competitive in some of those games against the state-rated teams. Now, not all of them, but some of them they have been. So they're hoping tonight to get a big win against the Shelton Bulldogs. In the boys' game, all of a sudden, Shelton has hit a bump in the road. They were upset Tuesday night at Amherst, 39-38, and they're finding a little bit of trouble of scoring here the last couple of games. So they're 10-3 with back-to-back losses. And Wood River's boys, 3-11, but they're coming off back-to-back wins. So could we see a turning of the tide here tonight in the boys' game? We will find out. You are listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. We remind you that this is not the only place high school basketball is going on tonight. On our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, Sandy Creek is currently hosting Blue Hill. Great girls' game going there. Blue Hill just 2 losses, Sandy Creek 1 loss. And on the boys' side of things, that should be a good one as well. Also tonight, Amherst is home again, and they are taking on Gibbon, and that is currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. For Shelton, this will be their final game until next Friday night when they host Blue Hill at what could be for the regular season conference championship, and then they're into the Twin Valley Conference tournament. For Wood River, they stay busy. They host Central City tomorrow, their only home game. They play a lot of road games in January. It's their only home game in a 5-game stretch. They played at Adams Central on Tuesday, won that game. They're at Shelton tonight, and then they still play at Ord and at Gibbon, and next week the Gibbon-Wood River games will be right here on Classic Hits 98.9. So they host Central City tomorrow. They go to Ord Tuesday, and they go to Gibbon on Thursday. Then it's in to the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. Also going on tonight in the area, V's basketball contest. Kennesaw is at Deschler. Ord is at Donovan Trumbull. Elwood is at Eustace Farnham. Adams Central is at Lexington. I think I grabbed the wrong sheet, didn't I? That's next Thursday. Sorry, folks. That's next week. Mistakes. But there are some other games going on in the area tonight. I just got to find the right sheet. Apologize for that. The Nebraska women playing tonight against Ohio State. At last check, Ohio State was up 10 late in the ball game, under 4 minutes to go. Ohio State did have the lead over the Nebraska women, number 20 versus number 10. And we'll have a final for you on that here when it becomes available. We'll come back, take a look at the starting lineups as Shelton and Wood River get ready to battle tonight here on Classic Hits after this timeout.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show, where it's time to take a look at tonight's starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on, with growth in deposits and loans in the past 20 years, unparalleled in the Tri-City area. They've concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for their customers. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service, goals they strive for and achieve at Five Points Bank. First off, for the visiting Lady Eagles of Wood River, number 10 is a 5'3 sophomore, Kelsey Baugh. Number 12 is a 5'5 sophomore, Alexis Burkhart. Number 22, a 5'8 junior, Connor Fisher. Number 24, a 5'9 senior, Morgan Heiss. And number 44, a 5'9 junior, Kelly Bossert. The head coach of the Wood River Eagles is Darren Parlin, assisted by Heather Ludwig and Keo Zerke. They are 7-6 on the season. They've won their last two ball games after playing three state-rated teams in Kearney Catholic, Ravenna, and Fillmore Central in a week. For the Shelton Lady Bulldogs, number 12 is a 5'8 senior, Tracy Meyer. Number 22, 5'8 senior, Maggie Urbanek. Number 24, 5'7 junior, Kaylin Brannigan. Number 50, 5'8 senior, Emma Urbanek. And number 54, 5'11 senior, Lindsay Hahn. The head coach of the Bulldogs is Randy Schultz, assisted by Misty Kemke. They are 13-1 on the season, ranked as high as 7th in Class C2. Now, for the Bulldogs, they had missed Kaylin Brannigan there for 5 games. She came back and got her first action since that break last week against Ravenna and played pretty well, according to Coach Schultz, even better in their win against Amherst, a top 10 team in D1, beating them by 20 on Tuesday night. So that's the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. In Columbus, Ohio tonight, they are down to the final 30 seconds. It's Ohio State 79 and Nebraska 67. So the Husker women will drop their second straight game and fall to 15-3 on the season. They'll return home to play Minnesota on Sunday. Coming up, it's high school basketball, Shelton and Wood River. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be right back.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
The Cornerstone Bank in Shelton, helping you with your financial future, is what they do. Cornerstone Bank in Shelton can help you with home loans, personal loans, and business loans. They specialize in all area of banking. See the Cornerstone Bank of Shelton today and ask about one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, Cornerstone Bank in Shelton, your primary source for financial services, providing unmatched customer service. Member FDIC.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Shelton. I want to thank Athletic Director Ron Blaze and all the fine folks here for their hospitality. Groovy and Associates doing our officiating here tonight. We got a two-man crew this evening, so let's hope they can see all the things that do and do not happen on the floor. The traveling purple with white trim for Wood River, the home white and blue trim. For Shelton, Morgan Heiss is going to jump it up against Lindsey Hahn, and we are underway. The opening tip will be controlled by Shelton, and Wood River will come out and play that man-to-man Lou Platt conference style of defense, and let's see if Shelton can work it against them. They get it to Hahn on the right elbow, gets it down the low post, driving in, but no shot for Meyer. She kicks it back out. They'll reset. Meyer was in deep, didn't take it out. Top Hahn fakes the three, guarded by Bossert. Kelly, let's see how her defense is tonight. She's definitely an offensive threat and trying to drive in. There's Bossert. She strips it out of the hands of Tracy Meyer. So Shelton turns it over on the opening possession of the basketball game. Ba up top, bounce pass left wing. Gets it to Bossert in the corner. Back out to Ba. Shelton is playing his zone. They'll swing it backside, and the ball is deflected out of bounds by Maggie Urbanek. So Maggie and Emma, the pair of 5'8 seniors, Urbanek senior for Shelton. This group has really improved here, you know, especially, well, both sides, actually, the boys and girls over the last 5 years. Not the doormats anymore. They had a long period of a drought, and now they're back up there. And here the ball is tipped and stolen away. So Wood River gives it up on the opening possession. Fast break, 2-on-1. Give it to the trailer, Brannigan. Can't finish. Rebound to Meyer. Kicks it out to Hahn, and she'll hit the 15-footer. And Shelton will draw first blood, 2-0, 1 minute into our contest. Again, if you're just joining us, a very late start. Just the one gym here. They tried to get the JVs done. The girls' JVs actually went into overtime. But the other end, driving the baseline and getting her to fall, is Connor Fisher. And that'll tie the ball game at 2 apiece. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Shelton, Wood River, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Meyer inside, kicks it back out of the right wing to Maggie Urbanek. Down low, they'll get it to Emma. Turnaround jumper is no good. The ball is deflected out to Kelsey Baugh. Baugh will get rid of the ball into the front court. Underneath, they find Fisher. She can't finish on the layup, and the rebound will be brought down by Maggie Urbanek. Urbanek doesn't have numbers, so she'll slow it down to the right wing and back it up. Fire it over to the top of the key to Brannigan. Brannigan drops it down into the corner to Meyer. Back up to Brannigan here. Into the right-hand wing. Here's a three-pointer. Hahn up and in. Lindsey Hahn fires a three and knocks it down. So the 5'11 post player shows she can do it from the outside, too. It's a three-point game. At the other end, Bossert tries to answer, but that shot is no good. And the rebound brought down by Tracy Meyer. He's got girls for Shelton that can do a little bit of everything. They can be guards, can come underneath. And they're going to see if the ball was tipped, and they're going to say, I was. So it'll stay with Shelton. Coach Parlin trying to get some help there, but early in the game, as all good officials do, they say, I didn't see it, Coach. Wasn't my call. 5-2, 5:40 to go, first quarter. And Shelton with the lead and the ball. With it on the right wing is going to be Urbana. Emma gets it into Hahn. Turnaround jumper no good. Follows her own shot but cannot control the rebound. And it's going to go out of bounds and stay here with Shelton. So they'll try one more time underneath their own hoop. Throwing it in and throwing it into the crowd that time is going to be Maggie Urbana overshooting Tracy Meyer. And Shelton will turn it over for the second time here in the basketball game. Tomorrow night, we'll be in the Fort Kearney Conference. Pleasanton is at Elm Creek. Saturday, we'll be down the road in Donovan for afternoon action from the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament. Here, Boz at the top of the key. Open three. Fires. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Shelton. They're doing a good job on the boards early on. Emma Urbanek will grab the ball. Bosser puts some defense on her. Finally, she gets the ball down the floor to Hahn. The low block kicks it out. Meyer, Tracy for three. It's no good. Rebound comes down to the backside to Baugh. And Kelsey has both rebounds right now for Wood River. Pushes it up the floor. Gives it off on the right wing to Burkhart. Alexis to Bosser, but she's triple teamed. So you know who they're looking for. Now she comes to the high post. Tries with a left-hand dribble. Puts it up. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Wood River. So the Eagles haven't been able to muster much here in the first 3 minutes, 5-2 Shelton. And as expected, a good crowd on hand. It's not the biggest gym in the area or the state, so if you get the communities together, they're going to fill it up, and it is pretty full right now. Short little jumper on the baseline will not go for Maggie Urbanek, but Meyer rips down her third rebound of the first quarter. Brannigan looks at the three, doesn't take it. Skips it into the right-hand corner to Urbanek and back out. They're playing catch on the right wing. Inside to Hahn. Draws the double team. Throws over the top. Goes backside to Urbanek. That's Emma. She'll put the jumper up and hit it. So Shelton off to a 7-2 lead here. 4:20 to go in quarter number one. Up the floor with it comes Burkhart. Swings it through the lane. Now they'll kick it back over the top of the zone. Good ball movement here by Wood River. But only the Connor Fisher layup to show for it so far. Right-hand corner, Heinz into the paint. There's a 14-foot jumper up and in by Bossert. Kelly with her first bucket of the ball game, and it's 7-4. You got a lot of upperclassmen on the floor for Shelton. Mix in some underclassmen, a couple sophomores, a couple juniors, only Morgan Heist, the senior, in the starting lineup. So a little more experience for Shelton. Showing early, and the pass is tipped by Bossert and stole it away. Connor Fisher comes up with it, and she will push it up the floor on the right side, but the numbers aren't there. She'll stop on the right wing and get it to the trailer, Burkhart. They'll swing it left side. Driving to the baseline is Bossert, but she lost her balance and walks with the basketball. She was stopped on the baseline by Urbanek, and as she tried to turn to kick it out, she just kind of stubbed her toe. Into the ball game for Wood River. Here comes Amber Willoughby, a 5'7 senior. So she will check in. And for Shelton, Naragi will check in, and so will Mariah Henninger. Bulldogs basketball leading it by three here in the first quarter. The pass is thrown behind Henninger and out of bounds. So Shelton's either feast or famine here in the first 4.5 minutes. They're scoring or they're turning it over. 7-4, Shelton leads it, but they also have four turnovers. As Bob brings it up and trying to put some pressure on her is Roggy. Make sure to give the basketball off on the right side to Fisher. Into the corner to Heist. Skip pass left side. Bob's open. Lets that 17-footer fly. It's going to be short. And the rebound comes down to Emma Urbanek. Shelton wants to run, and actually Urbanek's going to dribble the ball all the way up the floor, kick it into the left-hand corner. Open jumper on the way, will not go for Roggy. Backside rebound, there's Shelton again. Henninger has it. She'll give it off to Meyer. Meyer throws it through the lane. This time Roggy's 8-footer is good. Christina with the open jumper and buries that one. 9-4, Shelton back up by 5. Long outlet pass, 3 in the corner. Heist fires it for Wood River. It's too strong. Trying to grab the loose ball is Willoughby, and she does from her seat. And kicks it back out to the wing to Bob. They'll reset the offense. So good hustle that time by the senior Willoughby. Backside Bossert. Get it to her on the weak side. Guarded there by Maggie Urbanek. Skip pass right side. Another three on the way by Heist. That won't go. Another offensive rebound for Kelsey Baugh. And a third chance this trip down the floor for Wood River. Trying to get it inside, but that height of that zone is really packing it in for the Bulldogs. Almost impossible to get it inside deep for the Eagles. So Bossert pops out to the high post, dribbles in, and again, as she drives in, lost the handle, will be called for the double dribble. Third turnover for Wood River. And for the Eagles now will be Kyla Kimmenau, another senior at 5'5", coming off the bench here for Darren Parlin. 9-4, 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Shelton leading on their home court against Wood River. Underneath, good bounce pass to Meyer, and she'll put it up and in, and now we've got a foul as Meyer got knocked to her feet, and she's going to get a chance for a three-point play here. The foul is on Amber Willoughby, and that is the first foul of the game. Comes at the 1:52 mark here of the first quarter on this cool, crisp night throughout Nebraska, and we've got a timeout called on the floor. With 1:52 to go in the first quarter of play, it's a timeout for Wood River. It's 11-4. Shelton with the lead here on Classic Hits.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings and selection.
This broadcast is proudly sponsored in part by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about this game and all high school sports action in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper, the Wood River Sunbeam, and the Gibbon Reporter. Clipper Publishing is keeping you up to date on all the latest news and sports every day all over Central Nebraska. They're a very proud sponsor of all area athletes in the game. Best of luck from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
Doug, good to be back with you here at Shelton. The final from Columbus, Ohio. The Ohio State women beat Nebraska tonight 82-68. The final there as they pull away in the second half. Here it's 11-4 Shelton, a minute 52 to go. First quarter of our girls game, and Tracy Meyer out of the Wood River timeout completes the three-point play by hitting the free throw, and that makes it 12-4. So a nice little run being put on here by the Bulldogs. They've scored the last 5 points. Now Wood River trying to answer. 18-footer is up and in by Alexis Burkhart. She'll get her first bucket. Nobody in the ball game for Wood River has scored more than once. Hahn has 2 buckets, 5 points here for Shelton, a 2 and a 3. 12-6 your score. Minute and a half to go first quarter against the man-to-man defense here of Wood River. Here's a 19-footer. In fact, they'll call it a three, but it comes up short that time. Rebound brought down off the Roggy miss by Morgan Heiss. Shelton 1 of 3 from three-point land, 0 of 4 from Wood River, and Wood River will turn it over. Steal is made by Meyer. Meyer up the floor, kicks it to the right-hand corner to Henniger. Henniger loses her dribble, but gets it around the baseline, and a layup is there for Emma Urbanek. Shelton's running their offense very, very well. They're getting that ball in the corner, and the posts are really sealing off the defender and taking that entry pass right on the low block and have got a couple of layups on it, and now another Wood River turnover. So not what Coach Darren Parlin wanted to see out of the timeout as Meyer tries to go coast-to-coast in traffic, puts it off the square and in. And Shelton looking really, really good here in the first quarter. It is 16-6. Ball in the backcourt. Almost stolen away by Iragi. 10-second count is on. Makes a long pass to the front court. And falling on it, they're going to call an over and back on Wood River. The Eagles tried to grab it there with Amber Willoughby, but it was not to be. Good defense again by the Shelton Bulldogs. 30 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Bulldogs have the ball and up by 10. Into the left-hand corner, it is Henniger. They'll move it around the perimeter here against the matchup. More of a zone this time off the inbound. 15 seconds to go. Meyer to the high post. Now they'll get it in deep. Turnaround jumper blocked in there by Connor Fisher. Blocking the shot of Henniger. Comes up with the ball. Only 6 seconds left. I'm not sure Wood River knows that. Long pass up to the guard on the left wing. The three-pointer by Baugh rattles in and out. No good. And that'll bring us to the end of the first quarter of play. After one in our girls game, Shelton 16 and Wood River 6. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, serving you and your sporting needs for years. And they'll continue to do that as we head into 2012. Don't forget right now that every item in the store, 15% off the mark price. Regular price, take 15% off. 25% off already, still take another 15% off. Maybe you've still got a late Christmas, they'll have something for everyone on your list. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing you a very happy new year.
And welcome back to High School Hoops here on Classic Hits. After one, Shelton 16-6. A real good last 2 minutes of the quarter there for the Bulldogs to take the lead from 5 out to 10. And Wood River will get the ball to start the second quarter. Turnovers in the first, 6 for Wood River, 4 for Shelton. rebounds. 7 for Shelton, 5 for Wood River. And Baugh's going to bury a 3 to start the second quarter here. And that will be the first one for Wood River. They were 0 of 5 of the first quarter, 1 of 3 for Shelton. Only one free throw has been shot, and Shelton made it. Hahn and Meyer each have 5 to lead the way. Meyer for 3, tries to answer back. It's no good. Offensive rebound comes down to Hahn. She'll put it back up. It won't go. And then trying to grab the ball, Heiss falls on it, but is on the ground, and they're going to call her for a travel, so no possession change there. And Wood River will be on defense again. Another chance here for Shelton. Just underway in our second quarter. Meyer will throw it in all the way up top. They'll give it to Urbonic. Starters back in there to begin the second quarter for both teams. Meyer tries to get into Hahn. Ball deflected away by Heiss. We're going to get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Shelton. So once again, they'll have to inbound it. Don't forget Amherst and Gibbon currently playing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Blue Hill and Sandy Creek on the Breeze, 94.5. And as always, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Maybe our signal doesn't make it to where you want to listen, but it's always there on the computer. Brannigan swings it into the right-hand corner. Again, a nice drive to baseline. Meyer puts it up and in. 7 points for Tracy, 18-9 Shelton, a minute into the second quarter. So Wood River's going to have to score some points tonight, it looks like. Ball left alone, takes a 16-footer straight away. Won't go. Two Eagles collide. The ball deflects right into the hands of Tracy Meyer. Meyer pushes it up. Threads the needle to Brannigan, who then kicks it out for an 18-footer. Sitting on the rim, no good that time by Maggie Urbana. And the ball's batted out of bounds. Wood River's having a hard time controlling a defensive rebound right now. They're knocking it away, but they can't grab it. It keeps going out of bounds, and Shelton getting second-chance opportunities. They'll throw it out top to Brannigan, swing it to the weak side, Urbonic. Three-pointer by Emma. No good that time. And this time, Bossert will grab the rebound. Her first of the game. Baseball pass down the floor to Fisher, but she's in the corner, so can't attack. Back to Boss. Swing it left side, Heiss. And they'll get into their offense here against the zone. Down on the low block, Fisher. Turnaround jumper. Had to get it over Hahn, and she did get it over Hahn. She also threw it over the rim. And the rebound brought down by Maggie Urbonic, but then they throw it away. Kick it out for a 3, and Heiss hits it. So a quick turn of developments there. Wood River able to capitalize on the turnover, and they've hit back-to-back threes here. 18-12 Shelton. Hahn in the paint. Pass is deflected away. Heiss get her hands on that one. Picked up that time by Burkhart. Burkhart up the floor. Tries to get it back to Heiss, the left-hand corner. To Bossert, 15-footer. Might have been partially blocked. Saved in bounds, though, by Connor Fisher, and they'll get another chance here. Baugh goes to the low block and back out to Burkhart. Setting Baugh for 3. It's good. 3 threes in this quarter, and 2 of them from Kelsey Baugh. Timeout, Shelton. So even though Shelton's playing well, Wood River cans 3 threes already to cut the lead to 3. 5:40 to go in the first half of play. It is Shelton 18, Wood River 15 on Classic Hits.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Shelton. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claims service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Shelton.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, back with you here at Shelton. 5:35 to go, second quarter. Shelton 18 and Wood River 15. As Shelton out of the timeout, tries to get it inside. Meyer gets tied up, falls, lost the ball. Baugh will pick it up. Third turnover of the quarter for Shelton. In the fourth quarter, the Amherst girls lead Gibbon 40-24. That game is on ESPN 1460 and 1550. In the ball game is Caitlin Herman, and she buries a 3. 4 for 4 in the second quarter from beyond the arc, and just like that, the 10-point lead is gone. We are tied at 18. Brannigan ball fake. Drives to the elbow. Kicks it right side. Urbanek. Back up top. Hahn. They're on her. Brannigan. Trying to get it inside. Urbanek ball fake. One dribble and she's fouled. Ba thought she got the basketball. The official was pretty well screened out of the play. And on a play like that, you guess you just assume they get the arm. And Ba will be called for the foul. Her first. Second foul of the game. Both of them are on Wood River. And at the line is Emma Urbanek. She's got 4 points. Her first free throw bounces around and in. And Shelton will regain the lead here at 19-18. Second free throw now is on the way, and it is in. So Urbanek hits them both. 20-18, Shelton, and what has turned into a pretty entertaining game right now. Full court pressure by the Bulldogs. Bossert gets it. Up the floor he goes to Fisher. Right side, she'll kick it into the three-point area. Herman decides not to take it. Back into Bossert, six-footer good. Kelly ties it again at 20 with her second bucket. This is a lot more fun for all the fans. We're seeing some scoring and some really good shooting. Shelton with the ball on the right side. Back up top, they'll go to Meyer. Swings it over to Urbanek. That's Maggie. Maggie up top to Emma. Hahn, they're kind of packing it in on her now after she got off to a good start. They're going away from what they were doing as Brannigan shoots the three. In, out, no good. Rebound brought down by Bossert. That'll be the second for Kelly, but Shelton was having success getting it down inside, and they have not been able to do that lately, and Wood River throws it away at the other end for their first turnover of the quarter, and we're going to have some substitutions. On the floor for Wood River, you've got Baugh, Burkhart, Bossert, Heiss, and Herman. For the Bulldogs, they bring in Rogge and Henniger again. Both Urbanek stay on the floor, as does Meyer. 3:50 to go in the first half. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Off the pick, Meyer's 17-footer is no good, and the ball is out of bounds to Wood River, despite the athletic attempt there of Maggie Urbanek to save it. Get at the half, first half stats. Preview of the boys' game. We'll also be chatting a little bit about what happened earlier tonight. The Nebraska women lost. We'll give you some other updates as well from the games in our area. Also in for Wood River now is Kaylee Gill, 5'9 junior. Up top, Baugh, 4-3. And that one, finally, they miss one off the back of the iron. Rebound comes down to Emma Urbanek. So after making four in a row here in the quarter, Wood River misses one, and they are now 4 of 10 from three-point land. Baseline jumper at the other end is no good by Henniger, but on the position for the rebound, we've got some pushing. And the foul is going to be called on Kelsey Baugh. Her second. And Wood River does not want to get her in foul trouble, but she is going to come out here with 3:18 to go as Fisher and Heiss both come in. So we'll see who takes over the point offensively for the Eagles. Lobbing to Meyer up top. Gets it inside Urbanek. Kicks it to the baseline. Here's Henniger. 10-footer good. Mariah with her first bucket of the basketball game. Shelton back up 22-20 and on the pressure. The ball deflected away by Henniger and a Shelton steal. Meyer, top of the circle. Sets the offense up. Now nobody on her. Takes the three. It is no good. Rebound. Henniger tries to save it in and does. Throws it all the way back out top and a foul on Wood River. Happened right in front of the Wood River bench. I don't think they were big fans of that. But they're going to call the foul on Alexis Burkhart. That'll be her first. Fourth team foul. And Shelton to throw it in. On the low block, Urbanek dribbles once. Now got the double team. Back out, Rogge, three. Skips out, no good. Rebound comes to Connor Fisher, her second. And here comes Wood River. Trailing by two, 22-20 here in the second quarter. Long pass, Heiss. In the paint, they find Bossert. One dribble, shot up, no good, but she'll be fouled by Meyer. First foul of the game on Shelton comes with 2:30 to go in the first half. And it will send Kelly Bossert to the line, obviously, for the first free throws of the game for Wood River. So Bossert at the line. Puts the first free throw up, and it is good. Don't forget, not only can you listen to the games on the radio and the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com, but most every athletic event we do, you can also check out numerous great photos. There's always the podcast there if you want to listen to the game again or for a first time. All you have to do is go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. Second free throw, Bossert is up. and in. And we've got a timeout on the floor by Shelton. It's a 30-second timeout. 2.5 to go, second quarter. We're tied at 22, Shelton and Wood River here on Classic Hits.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits, 98.9. Men's college basketball, Duke leading Wake Forest tonight, 59-41, 14 minutes to go in that basketball game. Husker women lost tonight, 82-68 at Ohio State. Here we're tied at 22 with 2.5 to go in the first half of play. Shelton and Wood River girls. Shelton ball out of the timeout. Pass deflected out of bounds. They'll have to do it again. Tomorrow night, Pleasanton at Elm Creek here on Classic Hits, Kearney High and Lincoln Southeast on ESPN 1460. Saturday night, actually afternoon basketball on ESPN. It'll be Kearney Catholic and Gothenburg. Urbanic strong move into traffic, puts the shot up, no good. We've got a tie up in the paint between Bossert and Aragi. And the arrow points the way of Wood River. Wood River has not led in this game. They were down 10 at the end of the first quarter. But they've got a chance now to take the lead with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Tied at 22. Bulldogs full court pressure. The Eagles throw over the top of it. Get it into the front court, left-hand corner all the way down there to Heiss. Get it back up top, try to get it into Fisher. Bat it away, tie up, arrow points the way of Shelton. 9 turnovers for Wood River, 7 for Shelton so far here in the first half. So walking the ball up the floor is Meyer here, trying to break this 22 all tie. Get it to Urbanic. Back up top, they'll go to Henniger. Swings it right side, Meyer. Both teams have been moving the ball pretty good, although we have had some turnovers. It's when they're trying to get the ball inside. Henniger drives. It's knocked away. Baugh's on the floor with those two fouls. Tried to punch it out to her teammate, Burkhardt, but it was picked up by the Bulldogs. Now Urbanic in the paint, draws the double team, and kicks it out. Good, solid basketball both sides. Meyer up top. Minute 15 to go in the half. Again, that baseline's there right now, but they are not taking advantage like they did in the first quarter. Meyer into Urbanic. Spin move. Left-handed shot. A foul called by Heiss trying to block it out of there. And Morgan will pick up her first personal foul. She thought it was a volleyball. She was trying to drive it down strong. And at the line is Emma Urbanic, 2 for 2, 6 points. First free throw, good. And that gives Shelton the lead back at 23-22. And Hahn and Brannigan will come back in for the Bulldogs. They're just using a 7-player rotation. Rogge and Henniger, the only two off the bench so far for Coach Randy Schultz, whose team is 13-1. Second free throw, too strong. Long rebound comes out to Connor Fisher. Her third. And Connor will forward it up to Burkhardt. Midcourt, she'll try and fire it right side, and Meyer is there. Steals the ball away. 1-on-2. Tries to go all the way in. Takes a tough shot, no good. And can't grab the rebound as it's knocked off her leg. And Meyer's going, well, I couldn't hold on because they just broke my wrist. 54 seconds to go here in the first half. 23-22 Shelton. Wood River ball. Outlet pass, Baugh. Ball on the right wing. Throws it all the way to the left wing to Heiss. Back up top, Fisher. Doesn't want the three. Quick ball rotation, right wing. Baugh, three, good. Three threes in the quarter for Kelsey Baugh. Five as a team and the first lead of the night for Wood River. They are up two at 25-23. 30 seconds to go before halftime. Hahn, free throw line, takes the shot. It won't go. Baugh gets her fourth rebound, and Wood River could play for one. They tried to hustle up the floor, and now they try to hit it to the trailer, Fisher, and Fisher was running down the floor. They threw it to her. She was on, as you would say, the wrong foot. She stepped wrong, so she took that extra one trying to get stopped and gets called for the travel. 22 seconds left for Shelton to tie or possibly take the lead with the three. They made their first one, but have missed 7 threes in a row. Brannigan, 14 seconds. Back to the right side, Meyer. Meyer looking inside, 9 seconds. Uses her dribble to Urbanic, 6 seconds. Force it inside. Hahn, back door's open. Urbonic puts it up off the glass. No good. It was too strong. Bossert with the rebound, and that brings us to halftime. So Shelton is not going to be pleased being behind with a 13-1 record, but you know what? Wood River kind of had a slow start, but after the first 4 minutes of the game, pretty entertaining. And at the half, Wood River 25 and Shelton 23. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Keep it here on Classic Hits 98.9.
Laser Tech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Halftime of our girls' game. It is 25-23 Wood River, and that was after they were down 10, 16-6 at the end of the first quarter of play. Coming up, our boys' contest between two teams that all of a sudden are headed in different directions. The Shelton boys were off to that 10-1 start, then played Ravenna, got beat by Ravenna, got handled by 25, and there's no embarrassment to that. The only problem is they're in the same sub-district again, so you kind of expect that against the number one team. But then they were tripped up Tuesday night at Amherst in a game we had on ESPN Radio, 39-38, where they flat out just didn't get anything going offensively in the first three quarters. Had a big fourth quarter, but Amherst was able to find a way to win that game. So they've dropped two in a row to go to 10-3 on the season. And they're looking for really that first quality win of the year. I mean, you take a look at the teams that they've played, and they have not beaten many teams with winning records. Now, they had a very nice win against Alma in the holiday tournament before losing to Bruning Davenport Schickley. They did beat state-rated Kennesaw earlier in the year, but I believe that was without at the end of the game there, they lost Tyler Schnitzler in that game. And, of course, that's a good rivalry game. But that was a good win for Shelton. That's probably their best win of the season. They've also got a win in conference over Deschler. But they're looking for that first quality win. And you wouldn't categorize a win tonight over Wood River a big quality win because Wood River's 3-11. But they have won their last two ball games. And give credit to these crews here. I mean, it was a tough football season. And then you win your first game of the year against Centura and drop 11 consecutive basketball games, and then you come back and win two in a row. So you don't give up on the season. You play hard. You keep going there. And Wood River, out of the holiday break, had to play at Kearney Catholic, at Ravenna, and at Broken Bow. So nothing easy there. And then after that juggernaut, they do come home, and they beat Fillmore Central, and then they beat a pretty good Loop City team that's just low on numbers in their last game out last Friday night. So let's see if Wood River can keep it going tonight against Shelton in our second game, which will get started well after 8 o'clock because, again, if you're just joining us, we are at halftime. Just the one gym here at Shelton, that's a rarity anymore. Usually you can play JV games simultaneously, but not the case. They tried to play both of them here, and the girls' game actually went into overtime. And so we were just late starting, and that's where we're at. Halftime 25-23 in favor of Wood River. In women's basketball tonight, it was 82-68, Ohio State a winner as they took care of Nebraska this evening. In men's basketball, Duke leads Wake Forest 68-47 with 11 minutes to go in the game. Virginia leads Georgia Tech by 10 midway through the first half. On ESPN Radio tonight, the Amherst girls bounce back after their loss to Shelton with a 48-35 win over Gibbon. The boys' game will get going in about 15 to 20 minutes over on ESPN Radio. Plus, Blue Hill and Sandy Creek are currently playing on the Breeze 94.5 FM. We remind you, we've got more basketball as the week progresses. On Classic Hits, tomorrow it's Pleasanton at Elm Creek. Saturday afternoon, the finals of the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament, right around 3 o'clock, maybe a little earlier, maybe a little later, over at Donovan Trumbull. So we'll have all that for you on ESPN Radio. Tomorrow night, Kearney High hosts Lincoln Southeast, and Saturday afternoon, it'll be Kearney Catholic taking on Gothenburg. That doubleheader begins at 2:30. We'll take a break and be back with the first half stats. It is Wood River leading Shelton 25-23 in our girls game. We're back after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And the teams return from the locker room to warm up for the second half. Let's take a look at the numbers from the first half. First off, for Shelton, Tracy Myers, 7 points, 4 rebounds. Christina Rogge, 2 points and a rebound. Maggie Urbanek has 2 rebounds. Mariah Henniger, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Emma Urbanek, 7 points, 3 rebounds. And Lindsay Hahn, 5 points and 1 rebound. 7 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 1 in the first quarter, 3 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 3 in the first quarter, 0 of 5 in the second. Turnovers, 4 in the first and 3 in the second. Fouls haven't been a problem at all. Shelton has had 1 foul called on the whole team. 16 points in the first quarter, 7 in the second. At the half, Shelton has 23 points, 13 rebounds, 4 out of 5 at the free throw line, 1 of 8 from 3-point land, and 7 turnovers. For the Wood River Lady Eagles, Kelsey Baugh leads the way with 9 points. She hit 3 threes in the second quarter. She also has 4 rebounds. Alexis Burkhart, 2 points. Caitlin Herman hit a 3 for her total. Connor Fisher, 2 points, 3 rebounds and a block. Morgan Heiss hit a 3-pointer. She has 1 rebound. Amber Willoughby, a rebound. And Kelly Bossert, 6 points and 4 rebounds. 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second. They've been to the line 1 time, and Bossert made them both. 3-point shooting, 0 of 5 in the first quarter, but 5 of 6 in the second quarter. 1 block shot there in the game and 6 turnovers in the first quarter, 5 in the second for Wood River. Kelsey Baugh, the only player with 2 fouls. Wood River had 6 points in the first quarter, but with those 5 threes in the second, they managed to knock down 19. And at halftime, Wood River has 25 points, 13 rebounds, 2 of 2 at the free throw line, 5 of 11 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 11 turnovers. And at the half, 7-6 Wood River leads 13-1 Shelton, 25-23. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Now here's 2 truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And welcome back to Shelton. It's always a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to be here, and to Athletic Director Ron Blaze, who knows that it's only 2 months till track season begins. We are here for high school basketball between Shelton and Wood River. And to start the second half, Wood River will get the ball, and they lead it 25-23. They outscored Shelton 19-7 in the second quarter. Now, those threes are all well and good, but can they keep it going? Shelton trying to get it into Hahn. That's how they got things started at the first half. But first, Wood River will get it into Bossert. Her short jumper will not go. Rebound brought down by Meyer, her fifth. Meyer, nice little stutter dribble, gets by the defenders and lays it up and in. Everybody thought Meyer was going to stop and rock back on their heels, and we are tied at 25. Put a little pressure on the ball in the backcourt. Handled there into the corner to Heiss. Heiss tried to fire it into Bossert, but Hahn stepped in front of the pass and made the steal. Up ahead to Brannigan. Brannigan with a left-hand dribble, stops the left side of the key. Fires it right side, Meyer into the corner to Urbanek. Swings it back out, pass a little wide, but Meyer is able to track it down. Over to Brannigan. On her is Boss. Get pass way over Urbanek's head and out of bounds. So the teams exchange turnovers. That's really the difference in the game. Wood River has four more turnovers, but they've hit four more threes. The rebounds are dead even at halftime. Shelton has hit two more free throws. Down low, they get it to Fisher, and she is fouled by the Urbanek twins. Let's just see which one they give it to. And it's going to be on Emma. Her first, the second foul of the entire game on Shelton as we are a minute into the third quarter. Both of the fouls, though, have been on the shot. And so Connor Fisher will go to the line. And the first one is up, and it is in. 26-25, Wood River. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Shelton, Wood River, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Second free throw too strong. Rebound comes down to Bossert. Bossert puts it back up and scores. So Bossert makes it a three-point trip down the floor that time. 8 points, five rebounds, and a three-point lead for Wood River. Left wing, Brannigan. Brannigan, a three to tie. It's going to be off the iron, no good. Hahn, the rebound. She'll put it up, no good. Back out to Urbanek, and it's good for Maggie, her first bucket of the basketball game. So offensive rebounds helping out Shelton that time around as Baugh tries to dribble through traffic, gets it into the hands of Burkhart, tries to fire backside to Fisher, but it is deflected out of bounds by Urbanek, Emma that time. And, of course, when you're coming where we're sitting, the stage here, that ball gets up on the stage, and quite a few times somebody's got to go get it. And the girls and guys here at Shelton, they just kind of keep on going. They run through and go get it. Wood River ball out to Heiss, off the penetration from Bossert. The three is no good. Long rebound. Kelly runs all the way out there to near half court and grabs it. So now Wood River gets another chance. Back up top, Baugh, open, 19-footer, no good. It was strong. She should have been a foot back. She would have made it, but the rebound comes all the way back out to her. Underneath Fisher, shot no good. Another offensive rebound, Kelly Bossert. Fourth try this time down the floor by the Eagles, leading it 28-27. Burkhart swings it over. High post. Here's a 10-footer that's going to be a foul. Bossert's going to go to the line. And the foul's on Kaylin Brannigan, her first. Bossert, 2 of 2 at the line, has 8 points and 7 rebounds. Already 3 rebounds in 2 minutes here of quarter number 3. The free throw is good. So Bossert knocks it down, and you look at this team, and Morgan Heiss is a big part of it. And Willoughby and Kimmenau come off the bench, but this could be one of the teams that really improves next year, and they're not bad this year, 7-6, and both free throws are good again for Bossert. Team's leading score puts it back up to 30-27. Bulldog basketball trying to throw it through. It's tipped that time by Burkhart, but Meyer goes and gets it. Still kind of a hot potato, but Shelton finally controls it. Now throws it underneath. Urbanek to Urbanek, and Maggie scores off the assist from Emma, who had snuck behind. When that ball got loose, Wood River kind of lost track of where they were down to the baseline, and they give it up. Wood River breaks the press. Bossert into the paint, kicks it out of the corner. Heiss, 4-3. It's no good that time. With a backside rebound, the only person there is Maggie Urbanek. So Maggie, after being pretty quiet in the first half, has already made her presence felt here in the first 3 minutes of the second half. Pick and roll down to Hahn. She's too deep. The shot no good. Rebound brought down by Morgan Heiss. She got herself behind the backboard and still managed to get a shot away, but it wasn't going to go in. Fisher against the double team finds Baugh. Now Bossert, 12-footer, good. Kelly's heating up. 6 of the quarter, 12 in a game. The lead, 32-29. Back and forth we go. Wood River leads here at Shelton with 4:45 to go in the third quarter. Ball knocked away. Baugh. Outlet pass to her from Burkhart, and then she travels. So a quick exchange of turnovers, and Shelton will get the basketball back. Wood River has four of their timeouts remaining. Shelton has three. Nobody's used anything here early in the third quarter. 32-29, Wood River with the lead. Shelton was up 10 after one and then got outscored 19-7 in the second when Wood River hit five threes. Now the ball stolen up top again. Alexis Burkhart doesn't have the number. She'll give it off to Baugh. Her shot going to be blocked underneath by Kaylin Brannigan, who you know can get up. She hustles the ball up the floor. Down to Urbanek. Maggie's shot in and out, no good. Bossert's there to grab the rebound. Eighth for her. I just love the pace of this game tonight. It is really pretty well played. I sound like I'm shocked by that. It's just really a well-played game. It's been entertaining to watch and call, and up top with it. Here's a 19-footer on the way, off the mark by Burkhart. Rebound brought down by Lindsey Hahn. I mean, the turnovers are mostly steals. There have been a couple missed passes, but a lot of hustle out there. Kids are moving without the ball. Hahn, backdoor, there's Urbanek, and now it's blocked by Bossert. That's what we say. Found the opening, and then the good defensive play. Up the floor, Bob, but it's 1-on-5, so she'll slow it down. Bossert in the paint, tries to get it back out to Kelsey, and she went the other way. So out of bounds it goes. Back over to Shelton. And now Mariah Henniger and Christina Rogge re-enter. And for Wood River, back into the ball game will be Kaylee Gill. Played for about a minute in the first half. Now comes back in as the post. Give him a little bit of a breather. Switching into that 2-3 zone is Wood River. Get it into Hahn. Back in the corner, Urbanek. Her shot blocked by Bossert out of bounds. So back-to-back trips that Bossert has blocked a shot. By the way, a reminder that Amherst girls beat Gibbon tonight 48-35. They're just about ready to get the boys game underway on ESPN, 14-60 and 15-50. As the Shelton Bulldog mascot, looking good, has made his appearance. Jumper in the corner here by Meyer. The three-pointer no good, and then trying to get the rebound. A foul will be called as the two 14s get tied up. The rebound goes to Caitlin Herman, and the foul called on Christina Rogge. A little pressure in the backcourt. Baugh wants to make a long pass. Not a very good one as it punched out of bounds. Shelton probably could have picked that one off, but Urbanek just punched it into the scorer's table. The River is led by Kelly Bossert with a dozen points, 9 for Baugh on 3 threes. 9 points for Tracy Meyer leads the way for Shelton. Emma Urbanek was 7 on the first half. Now Baugh trapped as she comes across the timeline. And the ball knocked out of her hands by Urbanek, but it lands on the sideline, so it will stay with Wood River. Bossert, after a very short breather, comes into the game, and Heiss will come out. So playing about 9 girls for the Eagles. And also coming in, Amber Willoughby, 7 for Shelton. So we'll see if that's a factor down the stretch. Here is Herman with it. Back up top to Baugh, to Herman. Try to get it into Gill. Ball bounced away. Back out Baugh. She's open for 3. It's good. 4th 3 of the game for Kelsey Baugh. And it is 35-29 Wood River. Their largest lead of the game at 6. Shelton has been held to 6 points so far here in the first 5 minutes of the third quarter. Insider Bonnet, kick it back out top. Meyer, Tracy for 3. It's good. Just the 2nd 3 of the game. Shelton now is 2 of 11 from beyond the arc. But that answers the Baugh 3, and it's back to a 3-point game, 35-32. And then Urbanek knocks it away. Maggie knocks it into the hands of Henniger. Henniger back up top to Meyer. Swings it left side to Rogge into the corner. 12-footer. Urbanek, Maggie, no good. And then Meyer knocks Bossert off her feet as they both went for the rebound. But Meyer reaches right down and helps her up. Tracy Meyer's 2nd foul. She's the first player with 2 fouls for the Shelton Bulldogs. And Baugh, the only player with 2 fouls for Wood River. And Wood River subs back in. It looks like they're going to have their entire starting 5 back on the floor now with just over 2 minutes to go, 3rd quarter. Long pass to Kelsey Baugh. Listed at 5'3", grew an inch this last year, but she plays much taller than that. Now she's going to try another 3, and it's dancing around and in from the right corner, the 5th of the game for Kelsey Baugh. 38-32, so the 3s are leading the way for the Eagles, and a timeout will be called by Shelton coach Randy Schultz. a full timeout with 1:48 to go in the third quarter. It's Wood River 38, Shelton 32 here on Classic Hits.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Shelton, where the Wood River girls have made 7 threes in the game, 5 of them from Kelsey Bond. They lead at 38-32 over 13-1 Shelton, who called the timeout. They've got 2 remaining. The Urbonics set up a pick and another layup for Maggie off the assist from Emma. So Emma had 7 in the first half. Maggie's got 6 here in the third quarter. 38-34 Wood River. A minute and a half to go in quarter number 3. Ball in the hands of Bond. Kelsey will slow it down, get that offense set. Guarded by Meyer. Now starts to dribble to the right wing. Going to need some help. Gets it to Fisher. Fisher holds the ball in the low post. Takes a dribble. Wants to throw it into Bossert, but Hahn's there. Hahn deflects the ball. Turnover number 16 for Wood River. Brannigan picks it up. Runs it all the way to the right corner. Kicks it back out. Meyer. Top of the key. Hahn. Left hand dribble to the weak side. Gets the man-to-man now for the Eagles. They've won a little zone. They've won a little man. A minute to go. Third quarter. High post. They go to Urbonic. Emma takes the shot, comes up off the front of the rim, no good. Alexis Burkhart with the rebound. Thought she had Bossert, but underthrew her, and it's going to be stolen away by Emma Urbonic. So Wood River had trouble turning it over in the first quarter, trouble again here in the third quarter, but they've made some buckets to keep the lead. Hahn playing catch to Brannigan. Brannigan top of the circle, 17-footer, no good. Ball goes out of bounds and will stay with Shelton. 34 seconds to go here in the quarter. Boys game will follow. Tomorrow night, Pleasanton Elm Creek. We're going to see Wood River again next Thursday as they are at Gibbon. Another Highway 30 matchup. Here's a 3 for Meyer off the inbound, and it's good. 2 threes of the quarter for Tracy Meyer. And it is 38-37. The ball is stolen away. Meyer layup. It's good, and Shelton's got the lead back. Just that quick. It's 39-38. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Wood River breaks the pressure. Throws it underneath. Baugh goes in for the layup and around Hahn. She scores. First two-point bucket for Baugh. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Meyer from just across half court is off the mark, and we go to the fourth quarter. Wood River 40, Shelton 39. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And a crowd making noise on both sides. 13-1 Shelton trailing 7-6 Wood River heading into the fourth quarter. 40-39. It will be Shelton ball, but what a run they made there. They scored 7 points in about 30 seconds to cut it back down to 1. Left wing with an Urbonic. Swings it over to Brannigan. Both teams have hit some threes. Hahn ball fake. 17-footer. It's no good. She hasn't scored since the first quarter. The rebound comes down to Maggie Urbonic, her 5th. And the first foul of the second half will be called here against Wood River. Give you some more numbers here in just a moment, but only two players scored in that quarter for Shelton. Tracy Meyer had 10, and Maggie Urbanek had 6. The foul was called on Connor Fisher. They say it's her second. And the free throw by Maggie Urbanek is no good. The second one is on the way, and it's no good. Rebound comes out, and Hahn is able to stretch up and get it, her fourth rebound. So another opportunity here for Wood River, looking to take the lead. Try to throw it into Hahn. The ball deflected, but Meyer is there to pick up the loose ball. 40-39. Wood River by one. Trying for a little mini upset here. Two towns just 6 miles apart. Back up top, Hahn has to chase it down at midcourt. Over to Brannigan. Brannigan finds the seam, puts up an eye-footer, and hits it. Kalen with her first bucket of the ball game. Shelton back on top, 41-40. Tracy Meyer leads Shelton with 17. Kelsey Baugh has 17 for Wood River. She's hit 5 threes, and now Shelton's pressure is starting to hurt Wood River. They continue to turn it over as they do right there. That is their 8th turnover of the half. They've got 19 in the game compared to Shelton's 10. So the threes that they are making, they're 7 of 15 of the game compared to 3 of 13 for Shelton. And Shelton now called for a travel, which happened right before they made a 3-point bucket. Free throw shooting. Wood River is 5 of 6. Shelton is 4 of 5. Full court pressure being put on here by Shelton. They throw over the top of it a 2-on-2. Baugh gives it to Heinz on the baseline around Hahn. Gives it back to Baugh. 10-footer. Bounces in. It's Kelsey Baugh's night. So far, anyway, she's got 19, 42, 41. Meyer up the floor with all kinds of time here in the fourth quarter. Swings it to Hahn. She's not afraid to shoot the three, but she won't take it this time. Forces it into Emma Urbanek, and it's stripped away by Morgan Heinz. So Shelton will give it up for the 12th time. 42-41, Wood River, 6.5 to go in a basketball game. On the right wing, Bossert looking for more, drives in. Brannigan got a hand on the ball, didn't get the call. That was pretty good steal, though, even though Wood River didn't like it. It's a turnover. Brannigan steal, 3, Meyer, good. That's her third of the half, and she's got 20. 44-42, Shelton. Wood River up the floor to Baugh. Baugh takes it right at Hahn, puts it up and draws the foul. When they are breaking the press, Hahn is the only one back, and Wood River's had a 2-on-1 virtually every time, and they're able to execute. Send this film to a lot of kids that don't know how to take advantage of breaking a press because both teams are doing it. The foul on Hahn is her first, and Bossert to the line for the first time. The free throw is no good. Kelsey might need a breather. They've been getting up and down the floor here. And remember, Wood River has 4 timeouts remaining. 2 for Shelton. Baugh's second free throw. It won't go. Bossert comes in to tie up Hahn, and it will be Wood River basketball. So Kelly Bossert keeping it alive. That is her 10th rebound. She's got a double-double, 12 points, 10 rebounds, and 2 blocks, and they inbound it, and they throw it over Bossert's head to the other end. Meyer, the layup is good. A 4-point turnaround, and Shelton is now up by 4. 46-42. They went from down 6 to up 4. Press broke again. Heiss a 3 in transition, but that one's too strong. But Connor Fisher is there for the rebound. And now the ball deflected out of bounds. Don't forget, after tonight, Shelton is done until the 27th when they host Blue Hill. And for Wood River, they stay busy. They're home tomorrow night against Central City. And now Wood River will burn a timeout. 5:43 to go in the ball game. It's been a great one. It is Shelton 46, Wood River 42 here on Classic Hits.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
The Cornerstone Bank in Shelton, helping you with your financial future, is what they do. Cornerstone Bank in Shelton can help you with home loans, personal loans, and business loans. They specialize in all area of banking. See the Cornerstone Bank of Shelton today and ask about one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, Cornerstone Bank in Shelton, your primary source for financial services, providing unmatched customer service. Member FDIC.
with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks. Doug Duda back with you here at Shelton. 5:43 to go in our girls' game. It's 46-42 Shelton. Wood River off the timeout. Inbounds play three. Bob does not get it to go this time. And the rebound comes down to Emma Urbanek, her fourth. She'll bring the ball up the floor right to the top of the circle. Baugh makes her pick up her dribble. Swings it over to Brannigan. Down to the left-hand corner to Maggie Urbanek. The difference right now in the Shelton comeback, their defense. They've been stealing the ball. Meyer drives, dishes, Urbanek, baseline. Rattles in and out, no good. Heist tips the ball to Connor Fisher. And as she heads up the floor, a reach-in foul will be called on Shelton. And that puts Wood River, is that the sixth or the seventh? Looks like they put it up quick, so it's the sixth. The foul is on Maggie Urbanek. And the ball will come over to Alexis Burkhart. Burkhart drives baseline, eight-footer, sets on the rim, won't go. All of a sudden, Wood River not making any shots. And Lindsey Hahn gets the rebound. Outlet to Meyer, almost stole it away, but Tracy grabs it, and up the floor she comes, 46-42. Shelton with the lead. They have outscored Wood River 7-2 here in the fourth quarter. Underneath, reverse layup, Meyer is good. 24 for Tracy Meyer. She's got half the points. 48-42. The press broke. Baugh takes it at Hahn. Hahn blocks the shot this time. They'll call it a clean block. And the momentum has shifted. Shelton, who was up 10 in the first half, then found themselves down 6 in the second half. Now up 6. 48-42 with 4.5 to go. Hahn with the good defense that time. She was the one on the 2-on-1. But Wood River, they have taken Bossert out of the game. And now Heist steals the ball away. And she'll give it to Baugh. Let's see if they can get Bossert back involved in the game here. They'll kick it to Burkhart into the corner. Down low, trying to get it to Heist. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Urbanek right in front of us. And it will be Connor Fisher to throw it in here. Fisher looking as they stack the right side to Burkhart. Three's not available. Her pass deflected by Maggie Urbanek and stolen away. Up the floor they come. The numbers aren't there. Brannigan slows it down into the corner to Urbanek. Got by the defender. 12-footer on the baseline. Short-armed it. The rebound comes down to Morgan Heiss. To Fisher as she'll walk the ball off the floor. A little stutter dribble on Brannigan. Tries to get it to Bossert. Right elbow. One-on-one. Drives it on Hahn. And a whistle. Are we going to get a foul or are we going to get a walk? We're going to get a foul on Lindsey Hahn. Made a little contact. Second foul on Hahn. And that gets us into bonus. Shelton had one foul in the first half, and Wood River has one foul in the second half. So at the line, Kelly Bossert, 4-for-4 at the line, 12 points, 10 rebounds, 2 blocks, and she'll be at the line for the first 1-1 of the game. It's up, it's in. Just the third point here of the fourth quarter for Wood River, 48-43 Shelton. And Bossert, second free throw. And it's going to be too strong. And it's all white jerseys down there. And the rebound will be brought down by Emma Urbanek, her fifth. To Meyer, good crossover to get by Baugh. Kicks it out to Brannigan. Brannigan fakes the three, drives in, dishes it off to Urbanek. Emma's 12-footer off the mark. Looked like that might have just slipped right out of her hands. And Kelsey Baugh, sixth rebound for the 5-3-point guard. Up to Heiss. Back to Baugh. Three-pointers have cooled off here. The Eagles are 0-2 in the quarter. Haven't shot one in a while. Fisher drives baseline, loses the handle, ball loose. It's deflected out to Baugh. The Eagles will reset. Swing it over. There's a nice pass to Bossert from Heist. Short jumper good. Up over Hahn. Bossert now has 15. Give the assist to Morgan Heist. 48-45 Shelton. 3 minutes to go in the game. Meyer cut off there by Baugh. Swings it over to Brannigan. They spread the floor here. I think both teams are a little winded. They're taking this extra second. Pick and roll down to Meyer. Layup good. Brannigan on the assist. Meyer, what a second half she's got. She's got 19 in the second half, 26 in the game. Timeout, no. Ball deflected. They'll say out of bounds before the timeout. Burkhart back in. And Willoughby checks out. 50-45 Shelton, 2:42 to go in the game. And don't forget when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show, then the boys into Heist. Oh, she tried to fire it into Fisher. She was not open, but luckily for her, the ball knocked out of bounds. That would have been tough even if she'd have put a bounce pass in there. It was well defended, but Wood River will take it out underneath. Well, they're not set to throw it in, and they hand Fisher the ball. Up top they go, Heist, top of the key. She'll take the three. It's good. Heiss hits the three. It's a two-point game. The eighth three of the game for Wood River, the second for Morgan Heiss. 50-48, 2:25 to go as Meyer brings it up the floor. Right-hand corner to Hahn, almost standing out of bounds. One dribble. Bounce pass on the low block to Urbanek. Emma spins. Left-hander off the glass. Too strong. Bossert grabs the rebound. And now Wood River can tie the game. Or Heiss can take the lead with a three, but it's too strong. And then it hits the standard and goes out of bounds. Heiss went for the gusto. And that would have brought the Eagle crowd out of their chairs again. 50-48. Shelton with the ball. 2 minutes to go as they bring it into the front court with Tracy Meyer. A jump ball would be Shelton's. Wood River's got all kinds of fouls to give, so they might want to start thinking, getting a little risky here. Dive at the ball. They've only got one foul with a minute 54 to go, and there's Baugh. She's got three now. But again, the strategy here is you don't have to just reach out and foul somebody. Run through. Maybe you get lucky and make the steal without making the contact. Because now you got a huge advantage. You can play overly aggressive defense. As they throw it in, Meyer out elevates to Baugh, grabs it, gets it underneath. The layup is up and in by Maggie Urbanek. Eight for Maggie. Meyer with the assist that time. 52-48. Fisher being shoved, brings it up right side, takes it all the way, and a charge. Hahn stood her ground, but Fisher was going all the way, coast to coast, and decided to take the shot. Third foul on Connor Fisher. Third team foul, and we're going to have a timeout on the floor here by Shelton. They will have one remaining. Shelton has the ball. 52-48 Bulldogs. 1:38 to go in the game. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us sometimes sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings.
We're back out of the timeout. Wood River tries to pressure the ball, but Meyer brings it up the floor. A minute and a half to go. 52-48 Shelton. Meyer almost a double dribble. Gets it to Urbanek. Blows by Heiss to the baseline. Bossert fouled her, and the shot goes in. And Wood River down by 6. Shelton could take their biggest lead since the first quarter if Urbanek finishes here on the free throw. That's her first points of the second half for Emma. 54-48. The foul is the first of the game on Bossert. Still a minute 25, still time to go, but this could make it a three-possession game. And a lefty puts it up short, no good, and Bossert will grab the rebound, her 12th of the game. Up the floor comes Wood River. Don't have to force anything, but they do need a bucket, and a timeout will be called here by Coach Darren Parlin to set up a play. 1:16 to go in the ball game, 54-48. Wood River trails but has the ball. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is proudly sponsored in part by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about this game and all high school sports action in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper, the Wood River Sunbeam, and the Gibbon Reporter. Clipper Publishing is keeping you up to date on all the latest news and sports every day all over Central Nebraska. They're a very proud sponsor of all area athletes in the game. Best of luck from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
On ESPN 1460 and 1550 in the second quarter, the Gibbon boys were leading Amherst 23-11. Earlier tonight, the Amherst girls beat Gibbon 48-35. We still have a boys game to go here. A minute 16 to go in the girls. Shelton 54, Wood River 48. Wood River ball at midcourt. Bossert will get it into Connor Fisher. Kick it out here to Burkhardt. Have a play set up for Baugh. She gets the three off the screen. She's going to have to bank it in. It was way too strong. Rebound by Hahn. And as she's falling, they will call a foul. Wood River did not want the foul in that instance, 80 feet away from the hoop. even though it does not mean a free throw. They had Hahn in trouble. Lindsay with her seventh rebound. A minute five to go. Full court pressure here by Wood River. Trying to keep it out of Meyer's hands. They'll throw it in, and they get it to Meyer. And Meyer is off to the races. Two on two. And her pass is stolen away. Bossert. And then Bossert outlet pass is stolen right back. Neither team needed to make that pass. A minute to go. Foul called on Heiss. And now Shelton's going to have to win it at the free throw line. That is the sixth team foul. So one more foul has to be committed here before Shelton goes to the line. See if the Eagles can come away with a steal. They need one, but they get it into Brannigan. Brannigan, guarded by Burkhart, gets it over to Meyer. That's not who you want to foul. Now Brannigan holds it at midcourt, and there's the foul on Alexis Burkhart. That'll be her second, but the first one-and-one of the evening for Shelton. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Shelton, Wood River, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. At the line, Kaylin Brannigan for the first time tonight. The front end of the one-and-one is on the way and in. 55-48, biggest lead of the second half here for Shelton. But Wood River only a handful of points here in the fourth quarter, being outscored as Brannigan hits them both. Makes it 56-48. And so Shelton is going to go to 14-1, it looks like, as Bob brings it up. They break that press, takes it at Hahn, and they let Hahn block the shot. They say it's clean. Lindsay with the block. Urbanek with the basketball. A reach-in foul in the backcourt with 34 seconds to go. So Wood River fought hard, but eventually the three-pointers quit falling. They're 1-5 from beyond the arc here in the fourth quarter, and that makes them 8-20 in the game. A foul on Connor Fisher, her fourth. It is the eighth team foul, and Emma Urbanek will go to the line. She is 3-5, 9 points. Free throw around and out, no good. Bossert, another rebound, her ninth of the half. And they need quick shots, and they throw it away. They threw it to the official. And the wheels come off Wood River here in the last 2 minutes. They were not able to do much of anything, unfortunately, after playing so well most of the game. The turnovers are going to be the difference. That's the 24th for Wood River, yet they were in this game. And Baugh has to commit a foul to stop the clock and send Tracy Meyer to the line. Meyer with just a monster game. And if I've got it right, she's got 19 in the second half and 26 in the game so far. And a chance to add from the line. She's 1-of-1 at the line. The free throw is no good. The rebound, it was in Hahn's hands, then it was punched out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Wood River. But just 24 seconds to go. Wood River's going to need some kind of a mini miracle now. They get it into Burkhart. Still against the pressure. Up ahead to Baugh. Baugh sees Hahn in there. They just got to get a shot away. Over to Burkhart in the corner. Heiss is open. Her three-pointer is up, but it is no good. Rebound kicked out long. There's a collision. Foul on Connor Fisher as Maggie Urbanek goes to the floor. And Connor will foul out of the basketball game. And with 11 seconds to go, this one officially over. 56-48 Shelton. Now it's just up to Maggie to maybe knock down a couple free throws. It would get her into double digits offensively. And coming in for Wood River will be Kyla Kimmenau. Connor Fisher will foul out with 3 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 block shot with 10 seconds to go. And for some reason, we have a timeout called here. So 11 seconds remaining in the ball game and a timeout on the floor just to kind of make sure there's no fouling and settle back and let things get over here. So with 11 seconds to go, 56-48, I believe Shelton was the team that called the timeout here. No, it was Wood River. Wood River calls the timeout, so each team has one remaining. And again, the Misco Sports postgame show is coming your way next. Earlier tonight, the Nebraska women fall at Ohio State 82-68. They're back home Sunday to play Minnesota. The men are home Saturday night to play Ohio State. Those games on the Breeze 94.5 FM. The free throw by Maggie Urbanek is up, and it is no good. And luckily for Shelton, they are not needing these free throws down the stretch because they sure aren't making them. It's in the double bonus, and Maggie couldn't make that one either. The rebound comes down to Morgan Heiss. One more shot maybe here for Wood River. They throw it over Bossert. It goes out of bounds. And another Wood River turnover, which I guess is fitting because that is what is going to cost Wood River the game tonight. Their 25th turnover. Shelton inbounds it to Tracy Meyer, and the Bulldogs make a heck of a comeback here in the second half, and they go to 14-1 on the season. Shelton, 56, and Wood River, 48. A very enjoyable game to watch here for the fans tonight, and a well-played ball game for the most part on both sides. We look forward to seeing Wood River at Gibbon next Thursday, and best of luck to Shelton as they've got a huge test with Blue Hill coming in here next Friday. We'll take a break, come back, and look at the numbers right after this on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's in Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, serving you and your sporting needs for years, and they'll continue to do that as we head into 2012. Don't forget right now that every item in the store, 15% off the mark price. Regular price, take 15% off. 25% off already, still take another 15% off. Maybe you've still got a late Christmas, they'll have something for everyone on your list. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing you a very happy new year.
And welcome back to Shelton. It's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, an end of an era tomorrow because their retail store in downtown Kearney will be closing its doors. I've had a chance to go in there a couple of times this week, and you're going in and taking care of most of their merchandise, but they still have shoes, duffel bags, hats, a little bit of Husker and Loper gear in there. So check it out today. Their retail store closes tomorrow, but Misco's is not going out of business, folks. They are going to continue to service the schools, the clubs, the organizations with all of your uniforms, all of your gear, everything that you've had in the past 40 years. They're going to get it to you again just without the retail store in downtown Kearney at Misco's. Let's take a look at the final numbers of our ball game. First of all, for Wood River, six players score, led by Kelsey Bond tonight with a game high, or team high, I should say, 19 points. She hit five threes. She had six rebounds. Alexis Burkhart, 2 points, one rebound. Caitlin Herman hit a three-pointer for her total, one rebound. Connor Fisher, 3 points, five rebounds and a block. Morgan Heiss, 6 points, four rebounds. Amber Willoughby had a block. And Kelly Bossert, 15 points, a game high, 13 rebounds. And two blocks. 13 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first half, 4 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 5 of 11 in the first half, 3 of 10 in the second half. Turnovers, 11 in the first half, 14 in the second half. Wood River had 25 points at halftime. They scored 23 in the second half. And the Lady Eagles finished with 48 points, 31 rebounds, 6 of 10 at the free throw line, 8 of 21 from 3-point land. Three block shots and 25 turnovers. Wood River now 7-7 on the season with all of their losses coming to state-rated teams. And they will be back home tomorrow for their only home game over a two-week period when they take on Central City. Then Tuesday they go to Ord, and Thursday they are at Gibbon right here on Classic Hits. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for Shelton after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Shelton. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Shelton.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits. Let's look at the final numbers now for the Shelton Lady Bulldogs, and they had a total of 7 players get in the score column tonight, and they were led by Tracy Meyer. Outstanding game from the 5'8 senior. 26 points, 19 of those in the second half. She had 5 rebounds. Christina Rogge, 2 points and a rebound. Maggie Urbanek, all 8 of her points in the second half, 6 rebounds. Kaylin Brannigan, 4 points and a block. Mariah Henniger, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Emma Urbanek, 9 points, 5 rebounds. Lindsey Hahn, 5 points, a team high, 7 rebounds and 2 blocks. 13 rebounds in each half for Shelton. Free throw shooting, 4 of 5 in the first half, 2 of 9 in the fourth quarter. 3-point shooting, 1 of 8 in the first half, 3 of 6 in the second half. No, 3 of, heck, that's only 3 of 5 in the second half, according to the numbers I have here. Turnovers, 7 in each half. Shelton had 23 points at halftime. They scored 33 in the second half, and the Bulldogs finished with 56 points, 26 rebounds, 6 of 14 at the free throw line, 4 of 13 from three-point land, 3 block shots and 14 turnovers. 7th-ranked Shelton improves to 14-1 with a 56-48 hard-fought victory over Wood River. They are now off until they host Blue Hill, who's taking on Sandy Creek tonight, but they host Blue Hill next Friday night. And for the Blue Hill girls, they have been in and out of the rankings as well. So that's going to be a tough, tough test for Shelton, two of the top, if not the two top teams in the conference coming up next week as the Blue Hill girls making some noise. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports on the Bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Closing the retail store tomorrow, but still available for you to take care of all of your business needs, all of your club needs, all of your school needs. They're going to be all over the state of Nebraska, still working with you as they have been the last 40 years. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda saying once again, Shelton girls win at 56-48. We'll be back with the boys' game in about 10 minutes. Don't forget the Gibbon-Amherst game on ESPN. Amherst won the girls' game 48-35, and Gibbon is up big time at a boys' game going on right now. So check that out, and Blue Hill Sandy Creek on the Breeze, 94.5. We'll take a break, send it back to the studios, and be back in 10 minutes for the boys' game here on Classic Hits.